Good morning. This is Connie Johnson, author of the new release and projected bestseller, Soldier Girl. I would like to welcome you to the Good Shepherd broadcast with Pastor Clinton Turner and First Lady Glenda Turner, New Birth Missionary Baptist Church, 1110 South 10th Street, Leesville, Louisiana, 71446. If you would like a copy of today's broadcast or previous broadcast, you may contact Dr. Derek and or Connie Johnson at 337-424-1286 or 337-424-2286. Please join us for our broadcast, already in progress.
Beating up on his people.
Yeah.
He sent a tired come the preacher named Moses.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Go down there and tell him to let him go.
Yes, sir.
And when God speaks, well, somebody ought to listen.
Right.
But after all the trouble that God sent Pharaoh with,
go ahead.
He told him, get him up and get him out of here.
Yes, sir.
All them plagues.
Yeah.
God will send you through stuff.
Yeah.
To get your attention. God will send trouble your way just to see how strong he is. He will test us. God don't tempt us.
No.
He tests us. If you're who you say you is, take God at his word. They come out of Egypt.
Yes, sir.
And they get to the Red Sea.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
And one thing about God, he know what he's doing. They got there and they start complaining. You know how we are. When God bless us, soon as we get out of one predicament, we start complaining. And they get to the Red Sea, and they can't go across, but they didn't have a boat, and they didn't have a bridge. But Pharaoh said, I changed my mind, y'all go get them. But when they see the chariots, they started fussing at Moses. And Moses turned around and said, wait a minute. Watch this. He took what God gave him a rod and held it up to the Red Sea. And the Bible say the waves and the water separated. And the people went across on dry land. You got to leave here to get on the other side to get to where I want to bless you. And when they got there, the army was behind them. And Moses said, wait a minute. Pump your brakes. If God opened it, he can close it. Because if he had left it open, somebody would have went back to Egypt. See, God knew what he was doing. He closed the Red Sea. Pharaoh's army got drowned in the Red Sea. And Joshua's job was to take them to the promised land. But God has a way of letting you know it was him who did it. They didn't have a boat. And they didn't have a bridge. But they got over. You got hellhounds on the track. You got bills to pay. If God paid it last month, he'll pay it this month. And as they travel, the Bible says that I want you to go through the land of Canaan, and I want you to possess it.
Yes, sir.
He said, I've already given it to you. You just got to go get it. But in the 22nd chapter of Joshua, the tribe of Reuben, Gad, and half the tribe of Manasseh, they called Moses, called Joshua.
Yes, sir.
And they said, Joshua, we don't want to go cross old Chitty Jordan.
Yes, sir.
We don't want to go cross Jordan. Because what we see over there is a desert.
Yes, sir.
You missed it. They told Joshua, we decided that we're going to stay on this east side.
Yes, sir.
Where they have green grass. And flowing stream.
Yes, sir.
Because they were husbands. They were cattlemen. They had sheep that had goats, but they looked at the death.
Uh-huh.
And they said, we don't want to go over there.
Uh-huh.
That's right.
Because we see the death.
Uh-huh. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
But we decide.
Uh-huh. We decide.
That we're going to stay on this east side.
Yeah.
Not go.
Where there's green grass,
green grass.
And flowing streams.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Isn't it a sad indictment?
Yeah.
When God say everything west of the Jordan,
yeah,
it's the promised land.
Yeah.
But they want to stay on this side.
Yeah.
On the east side. Where we see,
yeah,
green
travel.
Green grass.
Green grass.
Flowing and flowing streams.
Yeah.
But the promised land,
yeah,
of milk and honey,
yeah, milk and honey,
is on the other side.
Yeah. Yeah.
You can't see it, but it's there.
Exactly.
So in other words, don't settle for less.
Yeah.
Settle for the best.
Yeah.
And the best thing you can have,
yeah,
is the promises of God.
Yeah.
He said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. He said, I'll be with you always.
Yeah, really.
He said, call me when you need him.
Yeah.
He said, lift up your eyes. Oh, he came to you because the Lord come in. That,
yeah,
the King of glory may come in. Who is the King of glory?
Yeah.
The Lord of hosts.
Yes,
strong and mighty in battle.
Yeah.
He is the King of glory.
Yeah.
His word say, let not your heart be troubled.
Yeah.
Believe in God, believe also in me, in my Father's house.
Yeah. Yeah.
All of that is the promised land.
Yeah.
But they decide,
yeah,
we're going to stay over here.
Yeah.
You can see green grass,
yeah,
flowing streams.
Yeah.
But on the other side,
yeah,
the other side,
yeah,
is the best side.
Yeah.
God says,
yeah,
don't settle for less.
They forgot
what God blessed them with.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
And we today still forget.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Who woke us up this morning?
Right.
Yeah.
Started us on our way.
Yeah, Reverend.
Put running in our feet.
Yeah, Reverend.
Put joy in my heart.
Yeah.
Yet when my heart get heavy,
yeah,
he's a heart fixer too.
Yeah.
He's a mind regulator too.
Yeah.
And I tell you, he's God. He's God. So they want to decide. We know what we're going to do. We're going to stay here.
We're going to stay here.
On this east side.
East side.
They made a choice.
Uh-huh.
And with that, I'm going to tell you something. We still got to make choices.
Yeah.
And the choice you make has consequences. Every decision that we make has consequences.
Yeah.
Joshua said, if it seem evil to you,
yes,
you know what? This world seem evil to me.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
How can a God, a loving God, put up? I'm trying to find the word because I'm in the to put a man,
yeah,
in the White House.
Yeah.
Can put a man,
my Lord,
that'll rock, that will lock up a 2-3-year-old baby and a dog killer.
Yes.
How can that happen?
I can't let it happen.
But I want you to know.
Come on with it now.
Just that, yes, Barack Obama,
yeah,
was elected 2 times.
Yeah.
God put it in it.
Yeah.
It was God,
yeah,
who put Trump in it.
Yeah.
But I'm telling you, put him in there,
yeah,
to get us to turn back to him.
Yeah.
You can get so far away from God. God will say, okay, you won't do what I say? Well, I'm going to make you come back to me.
Yeah.
And that's what we got to do. We got to go back to the principles and the basic principles of God's word.
Yeah.
Basic instructions before leaving earth. But they say, we decide. I'm my own man.
Yeah.
I do what I want to do.
But
that's what the shape is. That's why the shape is.
Yeah.
We in this world that seems like God has lost control.
Uh-huh.
But God ain't lost no control.
Yeah.
God is getting ready.